Blog Talk Radio.
Deception.
But one thing about it, the six anointed camps of bosses of its true Israelites can walk history with the short time we do have to be on this broadcast, to take care of this business. We're going to take care of it, no doubt about it. So let me tell you something. One thing about it, you knew, the world knew that this message will be told in somebody's generation because it's written. And bosses of a true Israelite, the six anointed camps, can unlock the beginning of history, every hidden hand, who placed a part in it, in this series called The Fiery Destruction of Christianity, The Great Beast. All the hidden hands will be revealed before this series come to a conclusion. The Roman Catholic Church, the hand they played, and how you got yourself into this predicament. Guess what? Bosses number two is right. I'll show you how you get out of it. That's the key. All right, enough said on that. We're going to scroll down on the international side and see who all join us on the international side. And we're going to see, got a lot of memos. I mean, we get a lot of memos. One thing about them, tell you something, see right here. The more memos you send me, that's a good thing, but you make me go into an old box and keep that information pertaining to memos that was once sent once upon a time ago and reveal that to you, no doubt about it. Okay, good enough. So on the international side and see who all join us. And we see on the international side all the slosser fields. That's 195 international countries. As far as the still see right? I mean, everybody got a representative into this broadcast. Everybody got a representative in this broadcast. See, understand one thing. The voice of the truth is like we are heard. We are known. But it's not about being known or heard. We have to come together as one, the six anointed camps, to be able to do this, whatever it is, to be done in Yahuwah. I mean, understand it. Everything that's said to you, examine it. Check out every etymology of the word, and don't get comfortable with words that has been said, because there is always something hid behind that word that although your education have got it one way, but always look at the etymology of a word, like the word James. We love to talk about the King James Bible, right? Right. Okay, good. What about the King James Bible? If you woke up any of them six kings that was of Scotland that came from a African queen name, that's the escape over to, and that's after her name called Scotland. We know that history too. Wasn't nobody named James from the get-go, not James 1, not James the 6th. Because you always got to be identified with 8 verse 8 through your fathers. The word James was shown soundly last night. That is a corrupt word for Jacob. So if any of them six kings woke up right now and say, hey, King James the 6th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They say, well, we know we king, but where do you get that James from? See, that's the hidden hand got to be revealed. So that means never take nothing for granted with a word. Look at the etymology of it, because right now they'll open the door for you to research now. Stop taking people's face value, because if it's all good, be like the Bereans in the 17th chapter, verse 10 and 11. Scripture that says it's so. And if it's so, okay, good. See, that's what we found out about the word Lord God and Jesus. When you search the scriptures, the Lord God and Jesus in English words, was it Jesus Christ the white man, or Jesus Christ the black man? It doesn't make a difference. It is wrong for YHWH. See? So regardless when you call the name James, it is wrong for the name called Jacob. When you do the research. And that's what we are, a research team. The six anointed camps, this is our job to do. We got no problem doing it. And we're going to take care of a whole lot of things in this theory is called the entity. Everything that's hidden it don't be revealed. We got 2 hours on this broadcast because the third hour been taken away. It's a sin. You're not going to say nothing good about us or the 17 nations. So that grace hour you once have got, you ain't getting it no more until you change your ways. So we got to do everything we can in the 2 hours with a little change over. That's how it's going to be. But I still have enough time to take care of business. See, Yahweh is in control. That's why we tell you soundly, if you're going to support a ministry, this ministry, for what reason? School. For your loved ones to come to a school, they can sit down and learn the true information that because you black, that makes you African. No, that do not. No, that do not. No, that do not. All that information got to be revealed to you. You're not going to find it in your history books, but you'll find it in the memos of bosses over to Israelite. Okay? Keep that in your mind, see, right? That's why, remember, those are six anointed counts. When you see a word, before you just echo that word, because remember, if you echo a word out, Numbers 15:16 says, as you are, so shall strangers be. Now, if you just echo out what you have learned through the system of the 17 nations, and you don't identify, that's a disgrace. If it's good, then it's supposed to hold up when you shine the light on it. Any word that's out there, if it's good, and if it's good enough, we're going to add on to it. But suppose it's not good. Suppose it's not good. Then what? And that's what we got to bring out. You got it? Good. We're splashing out of New York, New York. 103-927. Thank you there, New York. Like I said again, we're going to do our thing in grand style. And then one thing, no class tomorrow. No class tomorrow. That's when we go eyeball, eyeball with the seniors. I'm trying to make every stop that we normally do. But one nice thing about it, the information must be told. We ain't got time to just rehearse the righteous act. That's why I tell you, call the international line. 224-600-5579, and one of the anointed camps will help you on whatever you're on. But you got to be on some Yahweh's business. You got it? Good. All right, we're going to bring Mr. Tibbs in and get his opening thoughts and try to get everything we can within these 2 hours, so we're going to move quickly and get some business, whatever business to be taking. So, when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Brother Mr. Kills, Yahweh be with you, I see right here.
And Yahweh bless you, Brother C. as well as C. well. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, Mr. Kills. Well, according to what I'm looking at, is all the slots are filled, 195 international countries in. Got memos stacked up on memos coming in as we speak. That's not a big New York 103-927. So whatever you got to say, Mr. Tibbs, and Yahweh put on you, you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And looks like we have another glorious number of attending people to hear the words of Yahweh, which looks like the total out to be 103,927 people that came to hear the words of Yahweh. My. Well, I guess that's what we're going to hear. Yesterday, we had to cut our commentary a little short because I knew that we were hurting for time. We won't touch on too many topics today, but I do want to add on to something that the seer had said. You know, we do have to search the scriptures to see if it's so. Open air conversation is no good. I usually run into that at least 3 or 4 times a week, and some of the members in our temple know that. Grab the Bible, I always say, and let's do some Bible, not open air conversation. We have to be aware, by knowing the scriptures, there are those out there that camouflage evil teachings for righteous learning. There are a lot of us that come for the good of Yahuwah's word on a daily basis. We receive it, commend it, and add on to it, like myself. And some listening to the same words we hear, cast it behind their back. And what does that cause? Well, number one, it's not so good for others learning the words of Yahuwah. We call them raving wolves in sheep's clothing that are mentioned in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse number 15, that come just to see who's attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side in deceptive thinking, spreading rumors of non-Yahuwah things. And I know many have seen just as much. These are the people that have to seriously realize we're here for one reason. That's not who sits on your left or who sits on your right. To spread rumors, but that's to teach the word of Yahuwah. Because without proper teaching, we meet the blind who lead the blind. We're not talking about people who can't see leading others. This was mentioned in the book of Matthew, chapter 15, verse number 14. Leading you away from the Bible precepts, the Sabbath days, into their own double-minded speeches. And such Sabbath days, this is a righteous day. This is Yahuwah's day. So what we'd like to indicate that all questions that are related to that should be directed to one of our six anointed camps. We are running into a little audio trouble here. I think you can hear me, but anyway, thank you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. Coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Connecting the books, as we usually do, for your biblical education, for your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because this is information that all of you came to seek. And you found that, what you sought, and this ministry, Yahuwah's ministry, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, and look like that's tomorrow. But we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday from 7:15 to 10:15, our current time. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Currently, we have a website address, but we will let you know when it's up and running. Currently, it's still under construction. Some very exciting changes will be posted once it's launched. But anyway, when you make your tithes and offerings to this ministry, keep one thing in mind. The Book of Psalms, Chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you with clear audio, Yahuwah Radio Live. Also to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Now, currently, this is working just well. Write in the search line and the three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button. As soon as it appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. Now, we do have a couple of email addresses we're using for the listening members to use to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. That particular address is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. And we have one additional, which is yhdhysrael at gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. One note that we'd like to add, please do not call any previous numbers that you've retained for this year during program time, as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We always use a few verses from the Bible to explain why. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse number 13, it says, "He that answers a matter before he's heard it is folly. Shame unto him." In the book of James, looking at chapter 1, verse 26, it tells us, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But as you can imagine, there are still those who do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement, wanting to use the bump the gums contest, or either causing some kind of disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I'm beginning to see they just may ignore or may not be familiar with Yahuwah the Son, as told us in the book of Matthews, chapter 22, verse 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." So once again, we'd like to make it known, do not call any previous numbers to this year via voicemail, email, or text. As he said many times before, usually answering many memos, even having thoughts of running a memo show, responding to the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and mostly important, preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Even doing all this work, the seer is only one man, limited by 100% of Yahuwah's creation of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. If it's a legit call, you'll receive a question answered back by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered directly by one of our six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Yes, but I guess you may have imagined by now, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation and found that this is impossible. Well, anyway, for those of you who have missed the beginning of any of our programs, remember you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m. except for Fridays. Current program starting now on Fridays would be after 10:30 because of our time change. I'm still getting used to it myself, the time changes. To do that, enter three words on your search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Just choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Another good note, we're also in the process of making it possible to get a recording of any program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, this is another day that we all came to commend the words of Yahuwah and add unto it. And we won't think about the ones that don't want to hear the words we speak of, casting those verses behind their back. Only want to hear certain things in the Bible, as we found out before. Take it to meaning totally another way. Well, you have to remember, seriously, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. Remember, we can only do 100% of what a man or woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life, and that's if all possible. I find myself even coming close to 80%. If anyone ever told you they've done even 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another, has Yahuwah's creation, mentioned in Matthews chapter 19, verse 26. But remember, no man or woman can measure their last days. That's why in the book of Matthews chapter 24, verse 36, it tells us, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, But my Father only they and our know. No man, no not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So at this time, what we're going to do is keep our Bibles open, and myself also. We're going to read along and try to learn as much as I can. Turn our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Father. Seer, well, that's excellent again. Well, that same thing. Guess what? Every time I come on the network or whatever, even sitting around in the classes, I always got an ear to hear and love to ask those that's teaching, Brother Yah God, Brother T, teaching, hey, what was that verse again? Because one thing about it, see, right, this process is going to be a learning process all the way in. The first one said, I got it down pat, you know, you just deceive yourself because you don't have this down pat because there's no feeling to it. Every day, every time you touch the book, it's some more information to add on to what you know. That's why we tell you, see, right, get the right spirit in you. Understand one thing, it's a big job ahead of us. Now, we know when you're ready, no doubt about it. We'll know. But one thing about it, we be listening to hear something, to write something down, then Yahuwah say, you see, you got that written down pretty good there. Now, let's precept that a little bit, and let's see what extra you can bring out of that. Now, all right, good. All right, what you saying now, WCC? Well, we working on Brother Yahuwah Israel's microphone. So you working on Brother Yahuwah's microphone? Is that right? Okay, you working on this microphone. Well, let's see, can we signify Mother E and get warmed up? We'll get warmed up with Mother E. That's what we do. That's what we do. Now, I'll tell you what. We're riding Detroit. We're riding around Detroit, Michigan, getting warmed up until you give me the sign that Brother Yahuwah's microphone is ready to go. We'll bring in Mother E, and we'll bring in Detroit, Michigan. We'll bring in both. So like I said, again, we'll just see exactly what's going on, and then we'll come back and wrap things up with Mother E. It's right out there in Detroit, Michigan. Oh, see here, we got his microphone working. Oh, okay. Thank you, Dean. All right. All right, thank you. Thank you. Big station. All right, let's see if we find Brother Yahuwah. Yes, right. You got the microphone working real good. He's ready to go. Let's see if we bring him in. When you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Well, I feel today I'll see you ready.
Yahuwah bless you, Israel. I'll see you royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, it reminds me of an old record I heard a long time ago by Rudy Ray Moore. This signifying monkey. He came on some guy was a pool shark, and he said to him that he said, you skinning and grinning, making out your OI, you skinning and grinning. And that's why on this network, we be skinning and grinning. You know why? Because there's so much information going to be revealed, and I be so anxious to write down what's to be revealed. And it brings up a spirit of skinning and grinning, because one thing we know, we in a right frame of mind, and we know all them lies that ever been told. This is the ministry gonna break, gonna bust the back of every lie that been told, and finally do it. I mean, with a grin on the face. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's get something going on, Brother Yahuwah Israel. You on the clock? Come on.
The book of Luke chapter 12. Verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Same hour the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. And like I was telling one of them big camps, listen, whether it's black man, white Jesus Christ, or white man Jesus Christ, all that is an error. Let's bring up some historical documents facts that Brother Yahdai Israel. Whenever you see the word Lord Jesus Christ, Allah, Buddha, what do historical document facts stands? Whenever you see the word in your English Bible, Lord God Jesus Christ, what's supposed to be there? So English was thought about in 449 A.D. All manuscripts was closed in 96 A.D. English became official language in 1382. So whenever I look right in my English Bible and see Lord God and Jesus, what I supposed to do, Brother Yahdai, according to historical documents, facts, what do I supposed to do? You on the clock, come out.
I read from a historical document entitled YHWH, four letters, and it reads, one thing that is clear is that the name is not the Lord. This title is substituted for the name almost 7,000 times in most English translation of the Shemitic scriptures, through the word Hebrew. In other words, YHWH is removed 7,000 times, and the Lord is added 7,000 times. This manipulation, no matter how well intended, has the clear desire of Yahweh for people to call on his name.
Mm-hmm. And they'll ask you in a minute, or they'll ask you, what Bible is you getting ready to read? What Bible you getting ready to read? Well, I'm getting ready to read the King James Bible. What is the historical documents facts on the King James Bible? Oh, I'm ready to, I got a King James Bible. So what is the historical documents facts on the name King James Bible? Let's see what we can find out about King James, what we can all read. See, here's the point, C. Ray. Many things we can bring to you, but now since we can read it, we might will let you hear it. Then you got to sit there and ponder what you going to do about this. What is said about the name James, King James? Come on.
I read from a historical document entitled The Ancient Shemitic, through the word Hebrew research. And it reads, is a transliteration of the Shemitic Yaakov. His name is the New Testament English translation should be Jacob, not James.
Ain't that something? You see what he says? So he says that it should be. But there go the one with the hidden hand. See, that's the one we will deal with. The one that has looked at everything and done a 1 Maccabees 3:48. This guy right here is that we're going to have to soundly deal with six anointed camps. And we're going to watch you real carefully how you just going to jump out there and just and be like a parakeet and repeat something. Unless you have done an Elamology report about it to help your people. In Maccabees chapter 1, verse 3:48 says what?
First book of Maccabees, chapter 3, verse number 48 reads, laid open the book of the Torah instructions, wherein the five sons of Esau and sought to paint the likeness of their images.
Ain't that something? You see what it is? They paint the likeness of their images. So that's the reason you hear white man Jesus Christ, black man Jesus Christ, both of them is wrong. All that's out of them. They have done everything. In the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 1 and 13 says what? What it says in the book of Obadiah. Now, Obadiah is a seer. The seer's job is to always inform the children of the Bible. So he'll tell you something in the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse number 1, and let's get down to verse 13. Now, remember, I'm taking notes just as quick as you taking notes. So You know, I got to confess, I am a pretty good note taker. And I be hearing real good when I hear something. And I love to hear some good stuff where I can go to the midnight oil and see can we chime in with some precepts. Go over to chapter 1 and 13. What it say there, Brother Yahya Israel?
Book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse number 1, and verse number 13 reads, Book of Obadiah 1, verse number 1, the vision of Obadiah, the Seer Yahweh, concerning Esau and his five sons. We have heard a rumor from Yahweh, and an ambassador is sent among the five sons of Esau, the nations. Arise you, and let us rise up against her in battle. Verse 13. You should have not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yet you should have not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity.
Now you said, you hear the man just said, he's not Esau. Esau and his five sons. You should not lay your hands on the substance of my people. You hear the man just said? You should not lay the hands. So Esau is not Yahweh's people. So he tells Obadiah to tell, oh, Esau in right. Hey, Esau and the five sons, you should have never laid a hand on the substance of my people. Now all we got to do now is find out who is his people. And you know what you do? Precept your Bible. Second Chronicles, chapter 6, verse 6. See, listen, this is not a count. Talk is over with. Wherever they at, meet them there. He said, you should have laid hands on the substance of my people. And so that means Esau, the five sons, translated today as the white man and the white woman, is not his people. Is that what your man just said? So who is his people? 2 Chronicles 6:6. Let's see what it says.
The book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 6, verse number 6 reads, But I have chosen Yahdah Judah, southern kingdom, that my name might be there. And I have chosen David to be over my people, Israel.
Ain't that something? You see this Bible just said? I've chosen David to be over my people. See, you could have put it in there and over that if you had that verse to work with. And while you're in that sixth chapter, you might want to get a little bit more in verse 33 and, you know, seal the deal. Read verse 33, and we off and running. What's it say in verse 33?
Second Chronicles 6. Verse 33, Then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth for you to do, that all people of the earth may know your name and fear you as do your people, Israel.
Hey, so you see, Ray, listen, you know, when will a gold seer hear a good report? When will I hear a good report that about the deliverance of everybody by just reading the Bible? Wherever it is, whatever the Bible discussion is about, that is, long as the book is open, that's a great thing. That's all you want to make sure, if the book is open. And wherever it is, that's where you got to go. Let's run to 2 Ezra chapter 6, 19 and 20. Before you read that, hold that point. Now, I got this memo came in. Said, now, see it. Listen, my spine is acting up on me. My spine. I got back problems and my spine. See, don't call me out, see it. Don't call out my organization meeting. But it's hard for me. My spine hurt me. And what can I do about that? Don't call us out. Okay. I ain't going to call you yet. What do you do about your spine? First thing you do, what is that bus that Brother Yahya Israel is not the mortifying plaster but it's such thing we got to know clear. Help me out there, Brother Yahshua Israel. Let me pause for that because it's flashing all across the network here. Don't call us out here. But he says, it's not the herbs, it's not the modifying plastic. Can you help me out with the verse there, Brother Yahshua Israel, while we take a look at this right here? Since you're blotting out my whole stream, I can't see nothing. And said, don't call you out. I should call you out. What you working with, Brother Yahshua Israel?
Reading from the book Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 12. For with neither herb nor mortifying plaster that restored them to health, but your word, O Yahuwah, which healeth all things.
Your word is, listen to me, big camp, big organization. It's the word that heals. The word of Yahuwah that heals you. Try to get all the blessing you can, but I will pray for you in the name of Lord God Jesus Christ. No, see right here. Listen, reading the meeting, you may not be see right here. But I'm going to tell you something. The word, what heals you, is the word of YHWH. That Lord God Jesus Christ, black man Jesus Christ, white man Jesus, that ain't number cliches. What name? The YHWH name. That is the key name, see right here. That is the name, and it tell you, and this is what David says, speaking from the mouth of Yahuwah about that name. 1:16-13. So let me show you what. First thing you have to do, you got to get his name right. And David says, from the minister spirit, in 1:16-13, what do you say about that name there, Brother Yahshua Israel? What did David say about the name?
The book of Psalm 1:16. Verse number 13 reads, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahuwah.
How many letters is that?
Four letters. YHWH.
Then you precept that to the chief speaker of the nation of Israel in 4:12. So you know we're talking about the YHWH. So if you go on to a Bible study class and you see they got their Bible open, then you can drop 4:12 in there and put the name right in there. You can do it. And then you get their eyes to get buckling real good, but then you have 1:13-16 laying the wings when they say that ain't in there. See, you want them to say, that ain't in there. But you got to have 1:16-13 laying in the wings. Teach the nation of Israel. He on the clock. 4:12. What do you say?
The book of Acts chapter 4, verse number 12 reads, neither there salvation in any other, for there is none other name but Yahuwah under heaven, given on men whereby we must be saved.
You see that thing right here? So all that way, I'm going to pray, I'm going to bless somebody in the name of all them other names. Listen, see right here. That time is up. That gig is up. The gig is up on that see right here. That's the reason we're in the condition we're in now. That gig is up. Well, I'm going to the picnics and everybody else. No. You do all you want to do, everything you want to do. If there ain't no Yahuwah in there, there ain't no blessing there. Only blessing there is from Satan to death. It's just the way it is. Big organization. Let me explain something about this crime. I give you a understand one thing. You got to have your Yahuwah first. That's your first step. You got to have Yahuwah leading the way. When you land up in your old big old fat bed, bring your legs up a little bit. Bring them up a little bit. And you know a thing called twist and shout. Twist your legs over to your right. Twist them over to your left. And you will feel in the back of your back and your spine, you'll feel both of them start to crunch. You hear them like sound like popcorn or crunchy stuff. You hear crunches coming out. Woo, what is that? That's because your spine have not, you know, you don't lay still so long, you know. So lay in your bed on your back. Turn your legs over to your left. Turn them over to your right. Twist and shout. If you do five, do two sets of five and call it a day. what they're doing, that's helping your spine loosen up a little bit. See, we always want to run, hey, Doc Cook, oh, my spine hurt, my back all stiff. Got a stiff back. Oh, my goodness, my back is stiff. My spine ain't acting right. Matter of fact, I was taller, but now I've got shorter because your spine is bending over. It's bending you over. It's bending you over like a stem. Now you want to get it up. Get the name right. Get in your bed. Turn your legs over to your left, over to your right. Bend you up a repetition of that. Now you got it up. Now, next thing you do, you get your air stepper. Air stepper, you don't want to be pounding on nothing. You get your nice air stepper. All the six anointed champs got it. And they all get on in and get them a little workout here. Listen, your spine. All in the back of your back. Your spine. All that hurt me back. The back of my legs. I don't even feel like walking. Your blood got to be shaking up something. Like. Your spine ain't going to get right until you get your blood right. Get on your air stepper. Don't go all the way down and don't go all the way up. Just get you a nice groove. And keep your back straight. And then start pulling that spine back. You start pulling your spine back in 3 inches that you don't lost. All of a sudden, you see them bending over. They're bending over to the... No. Get on that stepper, air stepper, bringing you back. It'll bring you back to, you know, you said, hey, I thought you was taller than that. Yeah, but what happened? They said when the older you get, the more you strengthen. No, that's not what it. No, your spine, it bends your tail over. Then you be walking around like a seven. That what happened. No, that your spine start to bend over. But how you keep your spine and start straightening back up? Get on your ass temple and build up your spine and your back. Back of your legs, and you start standing straight on up. Say, you got it? Good. Now, you got that out the way. Then, David was told by the Memphis Spirit, saying in 104 verse 14. What are you saying? See, David was speaking from the Memphis Spirit. Listen to me good now, big organization. Listen to me good. You got problems? We here to solve problems. But any of the six anointed camps could have booked it down to you. It's called the number, the international line, and your call will be directed to any of them can break this down for you, help you out. They can help you out, see, right? They can help you out. Your spine all acting up. You see your grandbabies out there running around. You can't keep up with nobody. Your spine all out of order. You're full of all that starch food and everything in your system. You want to know why? Why? I ain't like I used to be, and they ain't like they used to be neither. Shoot. Putting that 17 makes you fool in them. It's got them stopped up like a drain. No juice in them. Can't pick the leg up. Somebody got, hey, would you raise my leg up? Would you raise my leg up? The way you're being raised to be. Stop that. Now, David was talking from the mental spirit. Oh, let me tell you that. Look at David saying, now, okay, here you go. You went to a store. Hey, would you come on and give me some service? I got to go, man. Would you give me some service? Now, you know what that means, right? Now, watch what David said in 104 verse 14. What do you say, Bobby? I got you, Israel.
The book of Psalms, chapter 104, verse number 14 reads, book of Psalms, chapter 104, verse number 14. Psalm 104, verse number 14. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and herb for the service of men and women, that he may bring forth food out of the earth.
I got something. Herbs is for the service of man and woman. Herbs. C.C. Radio. Listen, the mental spirit came from heaven to tell David, hey, David, herbs is for the service of man and woman. That means every time you look at your plate, you fold the seed, the service of man and woman in your place. Huh? Now we're going to see. Herb. Okay, don't worry about it, WCC. We're going to preach up the Bible. Genesis 130. We're a WCC 500 million member. We're going to preach up it. We're going to tell you what the Bible says. And we're going to do it and repeat what the Bible says. What kind of herbs? Precept your Bible. 130 says what in Genesis?
Look at Genesis 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 30. To every beast of the earth, to every fowl of the air, to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so.
And now you know what kind of herbs. Green herbs. Green herbs. Huh? Green herbs. I told you a story about time I was invited to a dinner. And I've seen everything but green herbs. I've seen macaroni, spaghetti, meatballs, and potato salad, cake, pound cake, out the shoes. Y'all said, you might as well turn the light off and hit me with a brick. You might as well turn the light off and just hit me with a brick. That's what going to happen when I get through with all this good eating, because all they're going to do is like you've been hit with a brick. And all you're going to look for somewhere to lay down and go to sleep. And that's the reason why we messed up the day, Savior, right here. Follow what's been in the Bible. Don't walk and get hit with a brick. Because when you eat that starch food, it's just like somebody turn the lights off and you hit you in the back of the head with a brick. They're going to mess you up everywhere in your body. You don't be no count. The grandbaby's out there playing. You can't go out there and help them do nothing. You can watch them. Hope nobody try to run across the street because you know you ain't no shape to go catch nobody. But your spine all bent over. They're good. All right, we got that out of the way. So, Big Cap, you got that out of the way. Now, let me give you one more. And always with that good green stuff. Let's go to Psalm 78 and look at verse 24 and 25. Always with that green stuff. Remember, all that green herbs in your plate, that's good. But it's a game changer, go with it, that we can read. Psalm 78, 24, 25. What does it say?
The book of Psalm 78, verse number 24, verse number 25 reads, book of Psalms, chapter 78. Verse number 24. And had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven. Verse 25. Men and women did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full.
He rained down from heaven. Angels' food is corn, see, right here. Corn seed right here. So whatever you got a meal, make sure you got the green herbs in there and the corn. Make sure them two there, because the corn will build up your immune system. Then you take a garlic, cut it down, to help your blood pressure, but it's insane. But you're not going to have no blood pressure problem when you do what you just got to read. Now, what is the results of all that? What do we supposed to see if you follow the instructions? Well, let's go see what you can read. Psalm 65, 13. We go and see what we can read. So remember, the seer and the fisherman on the camp, we watch everybody in the page of the book. Now, if you follow the instructions, you got what to do. What do we supposed to see? Psalm 65, 13.
The book of Psalms, chapter 65, verse number 13 reads, The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
Ain't that something? You say you shout for joy and you're going to sing. Do up, do up, do up. That's what you're going to be doing, see, right? When you eat like this, you're going to be able to, what's wrong? All the what you want to eat? Don't live like that. Listen, if you do the right thing, you ain't got no problem because Yahweh is in. Now you got the steps. We ran down the steps. We're taking out our pretty good business schedule and letting you know, told you that we, you know, we didn't get your way yet, but there go your steps. And then, and when at the end of it, you spoke a shout for joy. You got the corn, the green herbs in your plate. You know, you got that in your plate. You know that if you do the research on the cow and the chicken, it's not in Yahweh's creation. The cow meat and the chicken is not in the Almighty's creation. So if it was so important for a cow and a chicken, then you could find it in his creation. But then we do the research, the etymology of it, look at it real carefully. You say, oh, man got his hand in that. Oh, yeah, man got his hand in the chicken and the cow. Yes. So man experiment and produce the chicken and the cow. See right here. So keep that in your mind. Now, let's go get Baruch chapter 1:14. Well, give me second Ezra first, 6:19-20 first. We're going to get second Ezra chapter 6:19-20. Let's make a little hay. Like I said, again, time is short because they can say you ain't talking right and your grace hour is gone. You forget your grace hour. That's over with no more. Ain't no third hour no more until you put us in the broadcast and say something good about us. I'm going to see if I find some good for you maybe in this lesson right here. After we read 2 Ezra chapter 6:19-20.
The book of 2 Ezra 6, verse number 19 and verse 20 reads, 2 Ezra 6, verse number 19. Now we begin to make inquisition of them, but they be that have hurt unjustly with their unrighteousness, and when the affliction of Yahdah Judah shall be fulfilled. Verse 20. And when the world that shall begin to vanish away shall be finished, then will I show these tokens. The book shall be opened before the firmament, and they shall see all together.
You see, that's it. They will see all together. What kind of way they going to see? 52 verse 8, and back to 1 and 2. What do you mean they all going to see together? What you mean? What's that supposed to mean? Precept that. Let's go to Isaiah 52 verse 8, and we'll come back to verse 1 and 2. What you mean we all going to see together? He said, well, the book's got to be open. See, right, listen. We're calling the network 6 nights a week to open the books up. You need the books open. And the key to the books being open is this precept that to Luke 24:32. This is supposed to happen. This is how you supposed to be. This is how you supposed to be reacting to Luke 24:32. What does it say?
Book of Luke chapter 24:32 reads, they said one to another, did not our mind burn within us while he talked with us by the way, while he opened to us the scriptures?
Ain't that something? Now, my brother Yahdah, we witnessed that just over the past class. You know, Brother Cain with his big Bible. And so listen, I read the Bible 15 or 20 times from back to front. I said, yeah. I said, yeah, you read from back to front 15 or 20 times. But how did you read? Like a novel? Did you read it? I got the Bible down pat. Okay. So what's your name, brother? So my name is Brother Johnson Israel. I said, okay, Brother Johnson Israel, come on in, sit down. Now, were you out there doing jumping jacks, banging on the door? Yeah, I got me. All right, come on in. So when it's all said and done, he gave a great testimony. God, oh, this day is going to be hard to learn. You know why it's going to be hard to learn? Because you've been taught by the 17 nations, and now you got to do your own understanding, and you can and say it yourself out your own mouth. See, now we can work with a brother that confess that I'm very knowledgeable in the world of the 17 nations, but I don't know jack when it comes down to the word of Yahweh. I don't care how many times you read this Bible. You can read this Bible all you want. Until you got it, you just read the Bible, you can be totally confused, and it can be a confused look on your face every time a person sees you. But we know when you're ready, because you'll be jumping for joy and you have the right spirit in you, because that means you're doing it according to the Bible. So I'm saying, see, right? That's why we humble, because we know we got the goods. And we know we can get you there. Like the record said, I'll take you there. We can take you there through the scripture. Okay, now the book's got to be open. Let's precept that to Baruch 1:14. Now, Baruch, you know, he told Baruch in the 45th chapter of Jeremiah. He said, now, Jeremiah, you tell Baruch, I should kill him. Because he's so busy worrying about his own thing. I'm going to take down Southern Kingdom, and he holler about woe is me because the piece of property he got. I should kill him, that he said in Jeremiah 45. But I'm going to let him live to tell my story. Look what Baruch says in 1:14. First book of Baruch, well, Baruch 1:14, what did he say?
Book of Baruch, chapter 1, verse number 14 reads, Baruch chapter 1, verse 14, you shall read this book, which we have sent unto you, to make confession in the temple of Yahweh, upon the feast and solemn days.
Ain't that something? You see that? See, you got to make a confession at the temple, see, right here. Unless you're greater than David, 73:17. See, you got to make your confession. That's why after the end of the Six Anointing Council, when it's all said and done, they said, just to give your testimony. But you got to give your confession, see, right here. Unless you're greater than David. Let's see what David says in 73:17.
The book of Psalms, chapter 73:17 reads, till I went into the temple of Yahweh, then understood I therein.
You see that thing, right? So there go your key. You got to get to the temple of Yahweh. But see, let me tell you something. You know, I'm a little bit disturbed at the misinformation. But like I said again, we got so much to try to get at. In the book of... See, one thing you got to understand something about, all the people's got your records, all the nation that got your records. In the 18th chapter, verse 7, can we read a little bit of 1 Samuel 18, verse 7? See, this is what you got to remember. Other 17 nations got your records. You don't have your records. You don't have your records. And the only way you don't get it, it got to be revealed to you by a voice of other Jewish life. We're revealing your records to you. But there's some things that you need to know that's written. When it comes down to 18, verse 7 of 1 Samuel, what does it say? Let's read a couple of verses of that.
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 18, verse number 7 reads, and the woman answered one another as they played, and said, Saul has slain his thousands, David his tenth. Verse number 8. And Saul was very wroth, and the sin displeased him. And he said, they have ascribed unto David 10,000. To me they have ascribed 1,000. And what can we have more but the kingdom?
So you see, and David is from the tribe of Yahdah Judah, see right here. See, David is from the tribe of Yahdah Judah. Now, here's the point now. Wait a minute. Now, let's go back to 38th chapter again now, Love Yahweh Israel. Let's go back to 38th chapter again of the book of Genesis. Go back to 38th chapter again. Remember, David is from the tribe of Yahweh Judah. Where was David from? And Saul is from, he's a Benjamite. He said, ain't nothing else left for David to get at the kingdom. So everybody talking about what David done did. David, I killed 1,000, and David killed tens of thousands. See, you got to understand something, see, right? See, that's why you got to know who you are as a people, and once you know who you are, you got to fill that role, and Yahweh will, he'll give you a 334 of St. John. Once you recognize who you are, he'll give you a St. John 334. What does it say in 334 that Brother Yahweh
heard? The book of St. John, chapter 3, verse 34 reads, for he whom Yahweh has sent, speak. because the words of Yahuwah. For Yahuwah given at the Spirit by measure unto him.
You see, you do? So he'll give you, because you know, a lot of times they ask yourself, well, how long that broadcast? I said, well, it was 3 hours, but now it's 2 hours. What can you be saying that long? You know, I said, why don't you come and see? That's all, come and see. That's all you do, come and see. You know, come and see what we be saying for 3 hours, 2 hours now. Thus says Yahuwah. Time runs out. What you reading that, Brother Yahuwah, Israel?
We're headed to Genesis 38 chapter.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Brother Yahuwah, Israel. In 38 chapter, I pick it up around about the last six verses because Judah, Tamar, his daughter-in-law, you know, played the whore on him. But Judah told her to wait on her son to get a little older, and I'm going to give you him to keep everything in the family. But then he found out that she had a back door. She said, wait a minute. No, she said, no, I ain't back door nobody. The one that got me with my belt all out, I got his staff and his signals and everything. And he said, that's talking about me. But we got that on the table, but I'm going to get a point out of here. I need a point out of here. It came to pass. What happened now? Now, so Judah, he jumped his son's wife that he had, his son had him passed. So he jumped her himself. He thought she was a harlot. And found out that she was. He said, no, she's more righteous than me. She's more righteous than me. But it came to pass. What happened? Pick up where it said came to pass, that Brother Yahuwah Israel. What happened when it came to pass?
Because Genesis 38, verse 24 reads, and it came to pass about 3 months after that it was told Judah, saying, Tamar, your daughter-in-law, has played the harlot. And also, behold, she is with child by whoredom. And Judah said, bring her forth, and let her be burnt. Verse 25, when she was brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, by the man who these are, am I with child? And she said, discern, I pray you, whose are these, the signet, the bracelet, and the staff? Verse 26, and Judah acknowledged them and said, she had been more righteous than I, because that I gave her not to Shelah, my son. And he knew her again no more. Verse 27, it came to pass in the time of her travail that behold, twins were in her womb. Verse 28, it came to pass when she travailed that one put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound upon him his hand a scarlet thread, saying, this came out first. Verse 29, it came to pass as he drew back his hand, that behold, his brother came out, and she said, how is you broken forth? This breach be upon you. And for his name was called Perez. Verse number 30. And afterwards came out his brother, that had the scarlet thread upon his hand, and his name was called Zorah.
His name was called Zorah. So see, Roy, listen, now you see, he had twins by Tamar, twins. That means two tribes of Yahuwah Judah. So when we ask you, which one tribe you from Judah, then you get offended. No, you got no sense of your twins. After the captivity are coming up out of Egypt, Zorah went to Japhetic land that you call today Europe. He was over there. And King James came out of that. Jacob came out of that. James is a polluted word for Jacob. He came out of that line. He was named after his uncle, Israel, Jacob. He was named after that. So now, see, the reason why we will say That's the white man's book. That's the white man's book because you see the name King James. But see, now you're going to find out the word King James. Read that historical document fact one more time. No, y'all got Israel. Historical document facts. What is that?
I'm reading from the historical document entitled Ancient Shemitic Research. And it reads, is a transliteration of the Hebrew Yaakov. His name in the New Testament English translation should be Jacob, not James.
So you see that, see, right? Now you see, that's why I said, you're going to support something. Why don't you support a ministry that's going to put a school together and teach your loved ones how they're supposed to walk, talk, dress, conduct themselves, how to eat, that they ain't got to be worried about Doc Cook and all that stuff. Why don't you support this ministry? I'm supporting that one out of Satan and the guys that strut around and don't use no precept, and he on the wrong day too. So why don't you do the right thing and Yahweh get you right blessed? Now, so understand something. They know about you. Even in, let's go to Maccabees 1:11-13. See, understand something, see, right here. They got your books. They got your manuscript. That's why we're in bad shape now. They got your manuscript. They got your books. David, the tribe of Yahdah Judah, is a warrior tribe. That tribe is there, the blessing of thus says Yahweh. What you mean, where can you read that at? Hold that point there, brother Yahdah. Let's go to Judges chapter 1:1-2. And we'll come right back. See, let me tell you something, WCC. You're not already taking an hour from me, and you're still talking your smack. And Judges chapter 2, verse 1 and 2 says what?
Book of Judges 2, verse number 1 and 2 reads, Book of Judges chapter 2, verse number 1. And the minister spirit of Yahweh came from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt, and I brought you unto the land, which I swear unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Verse number 2, and you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altar, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?
He said, he says, and did I blow something? Because I ain't got nowhere to go. Let me go back to Judges. I'm going to miss something, brother Yahdah Israel. Otherwise, I'm stuck. Let's go back to Judges again, and let's go to chapter 2. Because I'm stuck right now, brother Yahdah. Chapter 1 again. Look at 1 again, and look at verse 1 and 2. Judges chapter 1:1-2. One more time. I'm stuck then.
The book of Judges chapter 1.
Yes, sir. Make it 1, verse 1 and 2.
The book of Judges chapter 1, verse number 1 and 2. Book of Judges chapter 1, verse 1. Now after the death of Oshea, polluted word Joshua, it came to pass that the family of Israel asked Yahweh, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them? Verse 2. Yahweh said, Judah, Yahdah Judah shall go up. Behold, I deliver the land into his hand.
Yeah, see, right? So, see, that's one of the greatest mysteries. Saul had David as captain of his hosts. And other lessons to come, we're going to show you soundly. And other lessons to come, see, right? We're going to show you that everybody know this. They've taken the records. Now, let's go to Maccabees 1, 11-13. See, the world knows they always look for the lead tribe, and they make them an offer they can't refuse. We offer you your freedom if you join with us. And when we read about the Yahyas, But see, the history, we'll tell a little bit about it and we'll tell you more about it. They joined in with the Portuguese, Spaniards, and they have defeated their brothers. And then it was given a village, 2-3 villages. So when you talk about we joining in, because everybody knows that the warrior tribe is Yahweh Judah, because the blessing of Yahweh is with them. And you need to know this too. You got the blessing. And you know the blessing is at 28:12. You know where the blessing is at? Deuteronomy. See, you need to know if you Yahweh Judah, your blessing is 28:12 of Deuteronomy. What does it say?
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse number 12 reads, Yahweh shall open on you his good treasure, the rain to give the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in their season, to bless all the work of your hands.
You hear that, see, right? So the blessing is in you. You see that thing past your wrist? It's a blessing is there. Like I was telling one of the council, I'm still trying to get my garments and prayers. Listen, the blessing is already in your hand. All you do is make a step. Just get out there. Put them fringes on the bottom of your clothing, because the blessing is already in your hand. Yahweh bless you where you'll say, okay, I'm going to get a sewing machine, but right now I'm putting on my step, because remember, you slow up the process. Yahweh gave us a dress code. He gave the children of Israel a dress code, and that is the fringes. So if you can't find no tailor or whatever, look at the pieces and remember the verse 12, the blessings in my hand. I'm going to try to throw some on until I can, although we got the greatest tailor in the world is in Camp 1, but whatever. We can tell you something. Listen. Put them fringes on. The fringes is the blessing of Yahweh in you. Yahweh gonna kick in. You got the fringes on, you ain't got it. And again, the man telling you, he told Zephaniah to tell him plainly, if you don't have them on, what he say he gonna do? Zephaniah 1:6-9. Do you know this written in the Bible? Remember, where they gonna say he gonna tell Seer? He's saying, now you write this down and you put it in the book. People think that you don't, you know you're Israel and you ain't wearing no fringes. Do you know he got it written in Zephaniah 1:6-9? What he got written anyway? Zephaniah 1:6-9.
The book of Zephaniah chapter 1, verse number 6-9 reads. Book of Zephaniah chapter 1, verse number 6. And them that are turned back from Yahweh, though they have not sought Yahweh, nor inquired for him. Verse 7, hold your peace at the presence of Yahweh, for the day of Yahweh is at hand. For Yahweh hath prepared a sacrifice, he hath bid his guests. Verse 8, it shall come to pass in the day of Yahweh's sacrifice, that I will punish the princes and the king's children, and all such as are clothed with strange apparel. Verse number 9, in the same day also will I punish all those that leap on the threshold, which fill their master's house with violence and deceit.
Violence and deceit. If violence and deceit, see, racist, I'm going to punish those that don't have them fringes on. If you don't have your fringes on, you wear strange apparel. The 17 nations love you. They love you. But Yahweh said, I'm going to punish you. And you know the lake of fire is not here yet, right? So if you read 22:11-13, you know this got to be the future. You know ain't no lake of fire here yet, right?
Right.
But look what he told. He was sitting around the 12. And he gave him a shot of the future. And look what he said here in 22:11-13. Matthew. Look what he said. You know ain't no lick of fire here yet. But look what he got written. 22:11-13. Matthew.
The book of Matthew chapter 22. Psalm 11-13 reads, Book of Matthew 22, verse number 11. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. Verse 12. And he said unto him, friend, how camest you in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Verse 13. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away, cast him into outer darkness. There should be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Now, you know that spiritual? It ain't no liquefied yet. I'll look up the definition of you touch the hem of his garment, bring it out according to that. See, remember, they got your books. What does that mean that the woman, she had problems for years and years and years over there in the ninth chapter, we ain't going to read 21, 22, 23, we ain't going to read it, Matthew. She had all the problems with the body, everything. But she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, what does that mean? What does that mean that we can read out of historical documents, facts? What does it mean by touching the hem of the garment of Brother Yahdai Israel?
I'm reading from the Compact Dictionary of the Bible, page number 224. And it reads, hem of a garment fringes on the borders of the Israelite garments.
Ain't that something? Fringes, see, right here? Fringes. The woman said, if I just can touch them fringes. Yahweh the Son wore fringes, see, right here? She said, in her mind, if I just can touch them fringes, I'll be made whole. See, he kept her mind made up. See, right here, the man has put the blessings, although the world got our books, but the blessings is in the fringes. You can help others because people right now, they're looking for the fringes. Because they know if they can find somebody with the fringes, they can sit down and get their head on straight. Because the fringes gets one carrying the blessings, the fringes. You gotta get away from not wearing fringes because you're holding the blessing. Somebody might be a little red cross street from you. If they see with them fringes on, they say, hey, would you give me a word. Because we know you know the word because you got your fringes on. Give me a word. I need a word. Well, yeah. We'll leave that like it is. Now, in three there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's get a couple more in. And, because time is, like they say, it's not in our favor. And the WCC say, you sure ain't. It ain't in your favor. You holding your own third hour up. Well, so be it. Baruch chapter 3, 36, 37 says what?
The book of Baruch chapter 3, verse 36 and 37 reads. Book of Baruch chapter 3, verse 36. He hath found out all the ways of knowledge, and hath given it unto Israel, his servant, and to Israel, his beloved. Verse 37. Afterward did he show himself upon earth and converse with men.
So you see, Israel is the only one know what this man is saying, see, right? The Christians don't. That's the worst. You think LSD, you know, acid is just like, you know, Christianity is just like taking battery acid and putting it in one of those things and shoot it right in your brain. Christianity is worse than you putting battery acid into it, stick it, that thing, and just stick it right in your brain and just shoot that stuff, battery acid, in your brain. That's what Christianity does. Christianity is the worstest thing. The worstest thing it is Christianity. Christianity ain't got nothing right, but you love to hear it anyway. They got the name wrong, the wrong day wrong. They got the up and away story going, and they'll never read you what you just got through reading there, and we'll precept that to 2nd Ezra chapter 7. They're going to precept that to 2nd Ezra chapter 7, verse 10, 11, and 17. What it says in 2nd Ezra chapter 7, verse 10, 11, and 17. Christianity is the worst of drug. It's worse than Islam because Islam came from Christianity anyway. That's the worst of drug it is Christianity. You know, I'm not going to read this, but 6 known accounts. 2 Ezra chapter 7, 10, 11, to 17.
The book of 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse number 10, verse number 11, and verse number 17 reads, book of 2 Ezra 7, verse number 10, and I said, it is so, Yahweh. Then said he unto me, even so also is Israel's portion. Verse number 11, because for their sake I made the world, and when Adam transgressed my statutes, then was decreed that now is done. Verse number 17. Then as I said, O Yahweh, that bears root, you have ordained in your Torah instruction that the righteous should inherit these things, but that the unyahwali should perish.
What do you say in verse 11 again? What do you say? Christian is going to read verse 11. What do you say?
The book of 2 Ezra 7, verse number 11. But because for their sake I made the world, and when Adam transgressed my statutes, then was decreed that now is done.
Now we just precept that to 32nd chapter, verse 60, 13, the closing statement of Yahweh Israel. We'll precept that. Remember, no class tomorrow. No class tomorrow, what's called a grace hour, that's gone. He said, until you 6 and 9 camp start teaching and bringing the world in, I bring the world in if I can read it. I don't mind bringing the world in, but I got to read it first. I ain't going to bring the world in just by pleasing you. I don't need you. Do you know the reason why I ain't going to just say anything? Do you know I got to confess one thing? In Proverbs 3:24, I got to confess. I'm guilty of this. This is the only thing I'm guilty of. I got to confess. Proverbs 3:24.
The book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse number 24 reads, Proverbs 3, verse 24, when thou lowest down, thou shalt not be afraid, and thou shalt lie down, and your sleep shall be sweet.
Hey, that's something. I've got to confess. I've got to call the lady. I tried every 9 days. I said, I'm going to do it tonight. I'm going to try to count. I don't even remember even getting one. I'm telling you something, C. Ray. That's why we know we're on point. We know this ministry is as low to the world. But we're going to leave it like that. Let's go to Deuteronomy 32, verse 6 through 13. And a close statement, Brother Yahweh Israel, and catch your winds tonight. You're on the clock. Come on.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse number 6 through 13.
Mm-hmm. Take it 6 and take it down to verse 13. And we'll close out with this.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse number 6 through 13 reads, Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse number 6. Do you thus requite Yahweh, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he your father that have brought you, and have he not made you and established you? Verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you. Verse number 8. With the Most High divided to the nation their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children, the family of Israel. Verse number 9. For Yahweh's portion is his people. Israel is the lot of his inheritance. Verse 10. He found them in a desert land and in a waste howling wilderness. He led them about. He instructed them. He kept them as the apple of his eye. Verse number 11. As an eagle stirred up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, bear them on her wings, verse 12. So Yahweh alone did lead them, and there was no strange false Yahweh with them. Verse 13. He made them ride over the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the field. He made them to suck honey out of the rock, oil out of the fitted rock.
Yes, he's right. Now, what can he do that he didn't do for you? See, that's what we're trying to tell you, see, right here. What did the man didn't do for you? Huh? And look how you treat the man with all his power. Look how you worry about who to your left, who to your right, until doing Yahweh's word and get the fringes on and get the blessing of yourself and your family and whoever come in contact with you. So, Yahweh Israel, until we meet Wednesday night for the mold, you got the clothes, come on.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. The other way is rolling out Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Great word, team, to the four quarters of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Well, WCK, I hear you right what you're saying. But one thing about it, we got to keep our sweet sleep. So we going to talk about you, but we're going to talk about you what the Bible said about you, you know, and all. If the Bible got something good to say about you, we'll bring it up. Don't worry, I'll bring it up. So, Mr. Tills, what's your closing thoughts, Mr. Tills and Yahweh, on this Monday broadcast, K64? What did Yahweh put on you to give your clothes? Come on. WCC, what you saying? See, you think I'm going to let him give a clothes, M-U-T-E-X. Where's your radio station? You do what you want to do. All righty. Let's go down and see if we find the mothers and bring the mothers in. Let's see if we get the mothers in, and we'll go in for the clothes. Let's find the mothers. Matter of fact, we round there around Campo, Detroit, Michigan, and get a verse out of her, too. Let's see if we get a few verses going on. Let's find the mothers out of Camp 1, and we'll see if we swing out there around Detroit, Michigan, too. And see what's going on, and let her get one. Let her voice be on Take 64. So when you meet the mother with a loud voice, you say, "Mother B.F. Israel, Yahweh Israel, see you right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Mother B.F. Israel. Mother E. Mother Z. Tribe of Yahweh Judah. Mother E, Yahweh be to F.C. Ray.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. See you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Detroit, Michigan, Camp 4. Yahweh be with you, F.C. Ray. Fear, that's enough of that. No Detroit. She goes on mute, too. Well, as your radio station, you do whatever you want to do. We'll get in something, right? We'll get in something. We'll get in something with the mothers there. All right. Good enough. Now, to the mothers. Mother D.F. Israel, let's look what it says in our Proverbs, and we're going to precept that and find out something. And Proverbs chapter, Mother D of Israel, what do we say in 28 verse 9 and 10, backed up with Mother E and St. John 9:31? Let's go back to back. Because see, what happened? I heard Big Camp say, well, see, what we'll do, we'll try to pray that you get your third hour back. We'll pray for you getting that third hour back, that grace period, because we like that third hour you got. I say, you're gonna pray. Who you going to? Third hour. Give us that third hour back. Let's see what it says in Proverbs 28, verse 9 and 10, back to the St. John 9:31. Let me see how I respond to that. We're going to pray that the WCC and the big New York station give us back the third grace hour. Let's see what the Bible says. in Proverbs 28, verse 9 and 10. And Mother D,
Proverbs.
Mother E, yeah, what does it say?
Proverbs chapter 28, verses 9 and 10. Verse 9, mm-hmm. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the Torah instruction, even his prayer shall be an abomination. Verse 10, whoso causes the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit, but the upright shall have good things and possession.
That's big topic there. So that's big topic there. I ain't got to say nothing behind that one. St. John 9:31 says what?
Book of St. John, chapter 9, verse 31. Now we know that Yahweh hears not sinners. But if any man be in worship of Yahweh and doeth his will, him he hears.
And then he don't need me saying nothing about that neither. That's spoken mm-hmm. for itself. Mother E, what it says in Proverbs 29, verse 1 and 2. And Mother D of Israel need a 47 chapter 1 through 5 of Isaiah waiting on it. What it says in Proverbs, Mother E, 29, verse 1 and 2.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verses 1 and verse 2. Verse 1, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck should suddenly be destroyed and left without remembrance. Verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked bears ruler, the people mourn.
So we already know who running things is. Everybody hiding behind the curtain watching that 1 Isaiah, trying to figure out their way through that 1 Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
But Isaiah has something to say in the 47th chapter 1 through 5 there, Mother D.F. Israel. Can you help us out and let's find out what's going on. And Mother E had me Nahum chapter 3 verse 4 waiting on me. Nahum 3 verse 4 waiting on me. What's in Isaiah 47, 1 through 5 L? Mother D.F. Israel, what did it say?
Isaiah chapter 47, verses 1 to 5. Verse 1. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughters of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Cherubim. For thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Verse 2. Take the millstone and grind meal. Uncover your locks. Make bare the legs. Uncover the thighs. Pass over the rivers. Verse 3. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered. Yea, your shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet you as a man. Verse 4. As for our Redeemer, Yahweh Host is his name, the righteous one of Israel. Verse 5. Sit thou silent and get you into darkness, O daughter of Cherubim, for thou shalt no more be called the Lady of Kingdom.
Got a big talk. Now, Isaiah in 700 B.C. said, oh, now he ain't talking about the Babylon back there in Iraq and Iran back in this guy, future Babylon. He's usually called a lady of the king. He said, you going to sit down in the dust. Say, you got to be, we got to raise your dress up past your knees. We got to see your thighs. So he's got a ministry going to raise your dress up a little bit. And we're going to be able to see your thighs. See?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what he said there. Let's see what he said there, Mother E. That Nahum 3, verse 4.
Book of Nahum, chapter 3, verse 4. Because of the multitude of the whoredom of the well-favored, harlot, the mystery of the witchcraft that filleth nations throughout her whoredom and spanning it through her witchcraft.
That's big talk. Now you got to read that again, that mother. My, what's that person say here? That person said a whole big mouthful of stuff here. What do you mean about a way of favored harlot? And everybody want to come to New Babylon, America, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody coming and get their money off here. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody come to America. That is saying. Way of favored harlot. Every nation. All they say, their little last money, if I just can get there, I know I can make it. All I got to do is go find them misfit peoples and get rich.
Mm-hmm.
See, we can get rich. All we got to do is find where it's them misfitted peoples in the brain, and we can get rich. The one that don't have a clue who they are, think they can be like the rest of the nation. The one that don't want to wear fringes, all they got to do is find them. We can put up anything. We can put a dog catching place up, and you'll come to support that. You see what we do? We in bad shape. And the world know we in bad shape. We fall for everything but some Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, read that again, that mother E. That's a big comfort there in Nahum 3, verse 4. Look what the world be saying. Yeah, read that again.
The book of Nahum, chapter 3, verse 4. Because of the multitude of the whoredom of the well-favored harlot, the mystery of witchcraft that selleth nations through her whoredom and familiar whoredom and famine through her witchcraft. Famine through her witchcraft.
This famous poor harlot, they sell a nation? Yeah? Oh. So they in the slavery business too. Ain't that something? You mean, and everybody will be part of this well-favored whore.
Mm-hmm.
And he said they the master of witchcraft. They the master of it. And they'll sell you. And they got some mysteries going on with you. They'll tell you that his name is Lord God and Jesus. They'll tell you Sunday is the day you worship. They'll tell you some things that I just can't believe that you got a book in your hand and you're going for that. Now, we got a precept coming in. Now, we got a precept that, Mother D.F. Israel. It's one of the wisdom of Solomon 14, verse 12. Let's see, can we find out how do the other nations, they love to follow this well-favored harlot called America. Let's see what they do. And let's see what they do. Let's see what they do in wisdom of Solomon 14, verse 12.
The wisdom of Solomon, chapter 14, verse 12. For the devising of idols was the beginning of spiritual fornication, and the invention of them that corruption of life.
So all of the other nations that have joined in with the well-favored four have committed spiritual fornication.
Yes.
In their mind, they think these people are going to be the real deal. And they said these people sell nations. Now, we got to go find a city to see what they really mean by they sell nations. Find out who these people that sell nations. We got to find out, but we got to find out what's written. So this web of our favorite harlot that he said, sit down the dust. They say you got a history of selling nations. Come on, Mother Israel, I'm about to let's find out what's going on here. Let's look at Rebecca 2, verse 5.
Look at what?
Let's see what our thing on. Yeah, let's see what we can find out in writing who is this well-famous favorite whore, and they end up trapping the business of selling nations. That's what they'll do. They're in the selling business. We're going to see who is this that we can read. Remember, the key to it is the backbiting and the bump the gum contest is over. Let's see what we can read in the book of Habakkuk. Let's go to Habakkuk chapter 2 and pick it up verse 5. 5 down to verse 8. Let's see what it says in 5. Let's get just a little bit out of it because time's going to run out. And then 5, 8, and Mother B of Israel helped me 12 and 13 waiting on me. Let's see what it says, Mother E, in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 5 through 8. And
okay.
Mother B of Israel helped me 12 and 13 waiting on me. What's going on there, Mother E? Let's get a little reading going on here.
Habakkuk chapter 2:5-8.
Yes, ma'am.
Rebecca, chapter 2, verse 5-8. Verse 5. Yea, also because he transgressed by wine, he is poor. He is a proud man. Neither keep at home who enlarges his desire as hell and is as a
mom.
Yeah.
Which one is the land job? Which one is the land job?
Pardon me?
Mother, be a physical, pick that verse up for a minute. 2 verse 4. 5.
Verse 5? Okay.
2 verse 5 for a minute.
Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 5. Yea, also because he transgressed by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlarged his desires as hell and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathered unto him all nations. And he
hold up on
unto
hold up on. Hold that point with that. That's big talk with that. Hold just a minute. God, wait. Verse 5 says he transgressed by wine. Hold that point there,
mm-hmm.
Mother E. Mother D of Israel. Back up to, Mother E. Give me that verse in 2:11. Hey, Mother E, run over to 2:11, Michael, and tie that in. What do you mean by transgressed through wine? What? He transgressed through wine. Is it Morgan James wine he talking about? Mother E, what are you talking about in Micah 2:11?
Look up Micah.
Yeah, 2:11. Okay. What are you talking about in 2:11?
Look up Micah chapter 2, verse 11. Micah chapter 2, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
Micah chapter 2, verse 7. If a man walketh in the spirit and falsehood do lie, saying, I will prophesy unto thee of wine and of strong drink, he shall even be the prophet of this people.
Okay, he'll be a teacher of people. So that strong drink and strong lies. I mean, they got some strong lies. Now, strong lies in Christianity. That's some strong.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. Christianity is the strongest lie that's ever been told. That's some strong wine. Mm-hmm. Boy, if you don't come up out of that Christianity, that's the strongest drink it is white man Jesus Christ and black man Jesus Christ. That's Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Come on back to verse 6 there, Mother. Mother, look at WCC said, Seer, this is very interesting. We're going to give you 15 more minutes before we cut you off. You do what you want to do. You can give 15 more minutes before you cut us off? Okay, that's your radio station, right? All right, so we'll go past a little bit over 8 o'clock, huh? 15 minutes, huh? Okay, good. All right. Thank you, WCC. What, verse 6. Down to verse 8.
Habakkuk.
Yeah, Israel. Come on. Yeah, same book.
Habakkuk
6 to 8.
Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 6 to 8. Verse 6. Shall not all these take up a parable against him and a taunting proverb against him and say, woe to him that increased that which is not his. How long? And to him that laden himself with thick clouds, clay. Verse 7. Shall they not rise up suddenly that shall bite and awake that shall vex you? And thou shalt be for booty unto them. Verse 8. Because thou hast spoiled many nations, all the remnant of the people shall spoil you. Because of man's blood and for the violence of the land of the city and of all that dwell therein.
That's big talking, yeah. Now, the seer says, I'll throw you on soul nations. You're going to kick them all in the ring. Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to raise up the other nations to kick you in your ring. So you see the
mm-hmm.
man of me? Now, you're talking now. Come on, Mother Eve. What do you say in verse 12 and 13? Now, we got a precept that to Mother of Israel. Help me on 17 chapter, verse number 8 of Revelation waiting on me. So listen. So the prophecy of, you think that the stuff that you have did, you don't think you're not going to pay for it, even by cutting this big time six anointed camps off and we try to get our message to our people. But you know you're going to pay for that too, WCC and the New York station. You're going to pay for that too. All right, what does it say in verse 12 and 13?
Hey, Baker.
Yeah.
Rebecca 2, 12 and 13. And Mother D.F. Israel
okay.
Held me 17 chapter, verse 8, waiting on me in the book called End Time Prophecy Revelation. Had that waiting on me.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca chapter 2, verses 12 and 13.
Yes, ma'am.
Rebecca chapter 2, verse 12. Woe to him that built a town with blood, established a city by sin and iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13. Mm-hmm. Behold, is it not of the Yahuwah of hosts that the people shall labor and they verify, and people shall weary themselves for very vanity?
Ain't that something? Mother, you know what he just said? He said the same people that done what they've been doing, even to the six anointed camps, he said, Seer, they ain't going to be in the fire. That's what he just said.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't going to be in the fire. That's what's going to happen. When we next go, let's go read a bit of prophecy now. 17 chapter, verse 8. Come on, Mother E. And, Mother D.F. Israel. Have me 18 verse 1 yep. waiting on me, Modi. Have me the 18th chapter of Revelation waiting on me. Let's read a little bit in 17 verse 8. Let's read down a little bit to get our point. One more DF is Israel.
Revelation chapter 17 verse 8. The beast
yeah.
that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wander whose name were not written in the book of life, foundation of the world. When they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. Verse 9. And here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. Verse 10. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. Mm-hmm. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. Verse 11. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seventh and goeth into perdition. Verse 12. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. Verse 13. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. Verse 14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Yahuwah of Yahuwah, and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chose and faithful. Verse 15. And he said unto me, the water which thou sawest, where the four cities are people and multitude and nation and tongue. Verse 16. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Verse 17. For Yahweh has put in their mind to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the word of Yahweh shall be fulfilled. Verse 18. And the woman
that's good. Right there, 17. That's good. That's enough for this. Now you see, we fulfill what Habakkuk said about this whore. This whore gonna slip. And he gonna have them same kingdom that this whore now on grass. Oh, he got everybody. He got the Moab and all of them wearing suits and bow ties and ties over there. You turn your TV over and look at everybody over there. He's raising up nations right now to go against of this big power play right now. So right now, Yahweh gonna muster up the battle. That's why you gotta know what you're supposed to be doing, see, right here. See, you want to hang around these 17 nations, and you think this place ain't going to come to an end. No, he got right now, he got Russia and China right now in cahoots right now saying, which one of us going to feel prophecy and knock off that old big old hole over there? They trying to get together right now. But we know how it's going to end and everything else, but it's not the time to take care of that part of the lesson. We're just going to go back and tell you what you got to do. This is what you got to do, C. Ray. Come on, Mother E. Let's see what you got to do. WCC said, very interesting. See, you got about 10 more minutes. So get your 10 more minutes in. Okay, good. Whatever.
You got your Revelation.
Figure verse 1. Yeah, one down. Let's read 1 through 4. And Mother D. F. Israel, 5 through 10. Waiting on me.
Revelation chapter 18, verse 1 through 4, verse 1. And after these things, I saw another minister spirit coming down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted, with his greatness. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, and is become the inhabitant of devils, and the host of evil five spirits, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Verse 3, for all nations have drunken of the wine of the wrath for her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacy. Verse 4, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sin, and that you receive not of her plague. Verse 5.
Revelation chapter 18, verse 5 to 10. Sins have reached unto heaven, and Yahweh has remembered her sin. Verse 6, reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works, and the cup which she has filled, filled to her double. Verse 7, how much she has honored herself and lived deliciously.
Deliciously,
so much torment and sorrow gave her. For she said in her mind, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Verse 8, therefore shall her plague come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is Yahweh who judges her. Verse 9, and the kings of the earth who has committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and language for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Verse 10, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, at last, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is your judgment come.
Hey, that's something. So you see what he's saying? He's saying in 1 hour, I'm going to take care of it.